Fred, I'm so thank God we're in New York. Can I just tell you what just happened to me? I just was in Aspen for a few weeks, and I got on the plane. I left from JFK, right? And I'm sitting in the aisle seat because I'm 9 feet tall and I need the legroom, right? So the guy, I'm reading a book. The guy who's sitting in the window seat runs up the aisle, taps me on the shoulder, and says, "Excuse me, I'm inside you." I said, "Well, you better get that thing checked because I feel absolutely nothing right now." And what the hell is the matter with you? Oh, it was really weird because, you know, I'm from New York. I'm used to the sea level. I can breathe. You go to Aspen, there's absolutely no air. It's really unbelievable. And I had my friend Patty was there, and she smokes about 3 packs of cigarettes a day, and she was smoking there. I couldn't believe it. She's been smoking for like 25 years. Now she has the voice, you know.
"Judy, how you doing? What's going on?"
So she comes up to me a few weeks ago, right? She's like,
"Judy, I got something in my eye. What is it? I got something in my eye."
It's a tumor, Patty. Quit smoking, damn it! She's so, and then she's this fake healthy. She thinks if she eats right, that's going to offset all the harm from the nicotine. I'm on the phone ordering Chinese food a few weeks ago. Patty walks over to me and says,
"I want some steamed vegetables, no oil." "No oil. Did you say oil? I don't want any oil."
I'm so happy to be here. Isn't it a nice theater and everything? And it's and the gold thing. Because I'm Judy Gold. I've had a great few years. I have to say, I had an incredible gig about 2.5 years ago. I'm not making this up. I performed at a Democratic fundraiser in Miami Beach about 2.5 years ago. And I performed for President Clinton. And I did stand-up comedy for him as well. And it was such an amazing experience. Because the Secret Service came up to me before the show, right? And they're telling me, you know, don't do this joke, don't look at that person, don't say this. The minute you tell me not to do something, it's like the first thing I do. I hate rules. Are you like that? Is anyone like that? I can't stand rules. You know, you're clapping for that? All right, so, no, but I can't. Like, I performed about a year ago, I performed for the National Organization of Women in Washington, and it was incredible. It was a pro-choice benefit, and the entire audience was filled with these hardened feminists who've worked their entire lives for women's rights. All I wanted to do was run on stage and say, "So the other day I was scrubbing the toilet while my husband was f***ing me up the ass," and I said, "Honey, what's wrong?" And he said, "You forgot to pick up my dry cleaning," and then he hit me, and I said, "I'm sorry. And I'm nothing without you, Poopy. So you let me make you some dinner, honey bunchy poopy head, okay?" I'm obsessed with Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. I absolutely love that show. That's another. Do you love this show? Isn't it the best show? You don't watch it? It is the best. You want to know why the show's great? It's not the suspense and anticipation. The fact of the matter is, no other show in the history of our country has made me feel smarter or more attractive. And that's why that show is so Oh, the first week it was on, I don't know if you saw it, they had this gay guy on. He was so funny. And, you know, Regis is like, "Final answer. Final answer, Regis." But it was hilarious because the guy won $32,000 and he came back the next night. And Regis says to him, "Look, if you win the million, what are you going to do?" "I'm going to go to Barney's and buy 50 pairs of shoes." I love that show. Law and Order, another one of my favorite shows. Do you like this show? It's a great show. A few weeks ago, I have to tell you, this is true. A few weeks ago, I actually taped an episode of Law & Order. It was all day Friday. It was great. And Wednesday, the Wednesday prior, I get this call. "Hi, Judy. It's Jennifer from Law & Order. I'm head of wardrobe." "Hi, Jennifer. How are you? We're so excited about having you on the show." "Thanks. Listen, I just need your sizes." "Okay. How tall are you?" 6'3". "Okay. And how much do you weigh?" 180. "And your shoe size?" 12. "Okay, great. Is there anything that you could bring from your closet that you think the character might wear?" I swear, I'm on the subway with a big suitcase thinking I'm like making this big career move. And then I get there, and Jennifer says, "We always make everyone bring their own clothes." I'm like, if you did that, you wouldn't have a job, Jennifer, okay? But I got really nervous. I usually don't get nervous, but, you know, you work with these big actors. Wouldn't you get nervous about that? I get anxiety. I actually had anxiety for so long. I went to a psychiatrist, and I said to the guy, "I'm constantly anxious. What do I do?" He told me I have obsessive compulsive disorder. I was shocked. I had to call him like 9 times to make sure he was certain, because there's no way that I have it, seriously. You know what I had? This is one of my sessions is I have to answer the phone all the time. I have to pick up the phone. I can't stand it. It's really bad because I remember one time I had food poisoning. Have you ever had food poisoning, Edie? Anyone? It is the most debilitating thing, is it not? And this really made me hate my idiot friends. I'm like, I'm dead on the bed, you know, with the food poisoning, and the phone rings. So I have to answer. I'm like, hello. What's wrong, Judy? I have food poisoning. Oh. What'd you eat? What is the last thing that I even want to think about right now? I had mahi-mahi, okay? It was delicious. Actually, it was better the second time on the way up. I tasted stuff I had no idea was in the recipe. You know, I'd love to sit and chat, but I've got to run and take a shit right now. So why don't you call me later? I'm going to be shitting and puking at the same time. You might want to bring over the video camera, okay? Thanks for calling. This is why caller ID is the greatest invention of the 20th. I love the caller ID. Do you have the caller ID? Greatest invention. You know why? Because if you hate someone, you never have to talk to that person on the phone again. Anytime I see it's my mother's phone number, I can pick up the phone. I go, help! Put the gun down! Leave me alone! And then I hang up, and it's good for her heart condition, and she really gets on my nerves. And my mother's, like, really, really annoying. She just got an answering machine for her house, right? So I called her while she wasn't at home to see what the message was. First of all, it's like 2 hours long, and it's like the first draft of her really boring autobiography. You have reached 478. I live at 310 Gibson Boulevard. On Tuesdays from 8 to 11:30, I go to bingo at the synagogue to help out. The money is in the top drawer of my dresser in the bedroom. The key is under the mat. Ma, shut up! She's so negative. I can't stand it anymore. You know, I have a 3.5-year-old son who's a genius. And he's the greatest thing. And this is so my mother. About 2 years ago, this is true, he was sitting in the car seat in the back. And my mother was sitting in the front passenger seat in the car. We were going somewhere. Because my mother always sits in the front passenger seat because she likes to have the leg room. You know, I could have a mute paraplegic friend who needs a ride somewhere, and my mother will still sit in the front passenger seat because she wants to have the leg room, you know. Christopher Reeve can need a ride to the clinic, and she would tie him to the license plate and let him roll down the street behind us so she can get the leg room. Anyway, so she gets in the car, and she sits on one of my son's toys, right? And the toy has, like, all these different colors on it. And this is how negative she is. She picks the toy up and says to my son in the back seat, Henry, what color is this? Blue. What color is this? Green. What color is this? Purple. Puts the toy down, looks at me, and says, well, at least we know he's not colorblind. Wow, he knows his colors like a normal grandmother would say. You want to know why? She needs to get laid. Now, I never thought I'd say, no, I'm not. She needs a companion. Oh, you're so conservative. I feel like I'm at like a right-wing conservative convention over here. No, I really do. I think she needs to, you know, have a little... Not that I want to imagine my mother having sex. That is the most disgusting thing. Can you try not to move a lot? I have vertigo and I tend to get dizzy very easily. Some water by the bed. My medication makes me dehydrated. And can my aide stay in the room in case I need to get up at all during... My mother will never meet anyone. Because our country is so prejudiced against the elderly. It's true. Especially older women. They have a hard time meeting people. I actually have a solution to the problem. Tell me what you think. I think they should have a geriatric dating game on television. Wouldn't that be a great show? I could be the host. My mother could be the first contestant. It would be brilliant. Bachelor number one. I'm getting an MRI. They drill a hole into the apparatus so that you could whisper something to me. In your sexiest voice, what do you say? Bachelor number two. We're at a dinner dance at the temple. I fall and break a hip. Do you A, stay with me on the dance floor, B, run and get help, or C, leave me there to drop dead just like my kids would do? How great would that show be? I'm telling you, I'm getting that show on the air. When I was growing up, my mother used to say to me, you know what, when you grow up and have kids, I hope the kid turns out to be just like you. every day I heard this, I'm like so afraid this is going to happen. It's like my biggest fear. Because I love to torture my mother. It's like my greatest love, really. I love to torture her. It's so satisfying. But, if you want to piss your mother off, oh, this is good, you could do this with your boyfriend and the balloons and everything. But, if you want to piss your mother off, do this. It works great. Next time you're driving with your mother, stop in front of the local strip joint, put the car in park, and say, I'll be right back. I just have to run in and pick up my check. You look like you're working there as a stripper. I did that joke in Atlanta, and someone yelled out, we get paid cash. Oh, I love the road. They're actually doing a whole musical review of My Mother's Life. It's going to be on Broadway soon. It's in previews now. You should definitely go see it. It's called Victim Victorium. So, my mother's very dramatic. It's incredible. I think it's a Jewish thing. Do we have any Jewish people here? Are there any? Oh, they're scattered around. Jewish. Sure. What's your name?
Jeff.
Hey, Jeff. What do you do? What are you studying?
Business.
That's a shock. And where do you go to school? Babson. Where's Babson? There's another person from Babson? Are you, swear to God, is it a big popular school?
No.
All right. Babson? There's like BU and then Babson is right by there? How bad did you do on your SATs? Seriously. No, I'm kidding. I'm sure you did. What do you get for writing your name down? Because that's what I got. But, what's your name? Stacy, with an I? Oh, whatever. And what do you do, Stacy? You're an architect, really? Wow, you never hear that, huh? Have you built a building or anything? What do you think of this? Incredible, huh? That's real gold, by the way. All right, Jeff and Stacy, let me ask Jewish people. Can't you look at someone and tell if they're Jewish or not? It is a thing, right? Honest to God, people don't believe me. Jewish people can look at people's faces and tell if they're Jewish. It's a phenomenon that we have that we can't explain. It's just like black people. Black people can pick other black people out of crowds. Jewish people can do the same thing. It's an ethnic type thing, okay? She's like looking around the room for the black people to see if she can laugh at the joke. Like they're going to beat you up. She said black and there were black people in the audience. She is so controversial. I can believe it. I was so scared. Black, black, black. Jew! Black anymore. You can't say Jew. You can't say Oriental unless you're referring to a rug or salad dressing. I mean, no, it's true. You're always insulting someone. Our country is so weird with this politically correct stuff. It's not what you say. It's what you do. It's so unbelievable. I was at this bar in L.A. having a beer. This woman comes over to the bartender. She didn't want to offend him, so she orders an African-American Russian. What the hell is that? What's with people? You're Jewish, right? You're not? Oh my God, my Judar is so off. Do you get that? You get it a lot, right? What are you? Do you have any religion? You're Polish. And any religion type thing? Or do you go to church? Really? No, a lot of people don't have any spirituality. They don't go to church or anything. I'm telling you, all you people have no religion, you really should consider converting to Judaism. It is the greatest. We have 20,000 holidays. You never have to go to work. It's the greatest thing. Just call in. No one has any idea. Hi, I can't come in today. Spuhuyah. Okay, that's right. Yeah, well, it's like 3 weeks long. We have to fast for like 4.5 days. Great, I'll see you in October then. Okay, take care. Shalom. Yeah, it's in my desk, and it's like right under my computer. Yeah. You know what? I can't talk after sundown. It's really dark out. I gotta go. Thank you. Drippy nose. No, here's the point. I do. I have, like, drippy nose now. I have such sinus nasal problems. Jeff, any sinus nasal problems?
Not right now. Not right now. I don't have any right now. Not right now.
A lot of my Jewish friends, and I have it too, I have sinus problems all the time, and I had this one nostril that did not work for like 5 years, right? No, so I go to the doctor, I'm like, I can't breathe through my nose. He tells me I have to get my deviated septum repaired. Then he says, while I'm in there, I'll make your nose smaller. I said, I don't want my nose smaller. I want to be able to breathe. I got the entire inside redone. $4,500, lady, you know what I can do? New Year's. I don't even need a noisemaker. I was like the funnest one at the party. Happy New Year! Yeah. love my job, though. I really do. What do you do?
Vocational counselor.
I might have to see you after the show tonight. Vocational counselor. Vocations. Jobs. Do you like your job? You do? See, I can tell when people like their jobs because they're happy. Stacey, you like being an architect? Yeah, she's happy. Jeff?
Yeah, I'm in Bassin or whatever the hell the name of the school is. So much fun, man. Yeah.
I believe in order to be happy in life, you have to love what you do. You have to love your job or it's not like worth... You know, I remember I worked in an office for a while and I can't sit inside all day. I remember all I used to do all day because I was so like frustrated. I used to call the sex line and transfer it to people's phones. That's all I did the entire... Tim, line one.
Advertising. I want to lick you.
I want to touch you in the right... It would be dirtier, but we're on Comedy Central. Anyway, so, no, but I love doing stand-up. It's a great job, though, I have to say. The one thing I don't like to travel as much anymore. Like, because I've been, you know, especially on vacation, I won't go traveling. The only place I love to perform and I like to travel to is Vegas. I really love it. But last time I went to Vegas, I actually brought my mother, which was, a huge mistake. Because I'm all excited to go perform. The minute we get to the hotel, my mother has to steal all the soap and the shampoo and everything. One night I caught her walking down the hallway trick-or-treating. She knocks on this guy's door. Look, you bald. Give me a shampoo right now. I mean, she's out. But I won't go on like plane rides to go on vacation. The last really great long vacation I took about 8 years ago, I went to Amsterdam, which was... Have you been? Anyone been? It's amazing. Is it? You went? Did you really go? How long did you go for?
We were there 4 days.
4 days. Just a little weekend getaway trip to... Okay, traveling around Europe. That's great. Anyway, I hope you enjoy. Now, did you go to the Anne Frank house while you were there? Amazing, right? It's so moving, that Anne Frank house. It's very emotional. You walk in, the family lived in the smallest space for 2.5 years. They couldn't make any noise all day for fear of being caught by the Nazis, which would have been the demise of my entire family because there is no way my mother would have kept her mouth shut for the entire afternoon. Judith, I asked you to wash that dish 10 minutes ago. Shut up, we're going to get caught. That's right, we're going to get caught and we're all going to die because you couldn't wash a damn dish. You proud of yourself? Now, I live in New York City, which I love. I think this is the greatest city in the entire world, I have to say. It is. Is it not the best? People watching here is so incredible. Can I just say one thing? For Ash Wednesday, did you celebrate the Ash Wednesday? All right. It was very strange this year. I remember when I was a kid, all my Catholic friends, they would have like a little, a little ash here, and it was, I'd be like, oh, it's Ash Wednesday. This year, they must have had an excess of ashes or something. Huge axe over here. We've got Jesus, Mary Joseph, Jerusalem, the Pope. I mean, it was unbelievable. Then I saw this guy walking down the street, and I looked at his head, and I said, oh, he has ashes. And then I looked a little closer. I realized part of his forehead had been removed for some reason, and it was a shadow. And I thought, this is probably his happiest day of the year, that he can just walk. No, but I love New York City. I just love the city. And I live in the greatest neighborhood. I know all the people in my building. I mean, my next door neighbor's name is Marjorie. Everyone's like really friendly in the building. Now, several years ago, I leave my apartment, go to my agent's office, call my mother on the phone because it's free. We're chit-chatting away, and my elbow hits the phone, and we get disconnected. Just by mistake, we just get disconnected right in the middle of the conversation. I didn't call her back right away, and I neglected to tell her I'd been calling from my agent's office. She is completely paranoid. She thinks something happened to me in my apartment, and that's why we got disconnected. When I got home, this was the message she left on my answering machine. It's a real message from my mother. She's completely out of her mind. Here's a clincher, ready?
So long.
What? What is that, so long? She thinks Jeffrey Dahmer's chopping my body up until he meets, and she says so long at the end of the message.